Sunday morning, I lost my grandmother. It's been a while since I had...
Cindy's mom? Your mom's mom?
My mom's mom. It's been a while since I had someone this close to me lose their life. I've had cousins and aunts and uncles as, and I've never been really close with this. My mama was very close to her. And she passed away early Sunday morning, and she's from back up in the sticks, and they have a little different way they handle funerals. They typically have a family gravesite in their backyard. Mm-hmm. And so I know. And so
I can't. I don't want to laugh, so I'm not going to look at you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So
don't look at me.
The funeral arrangement is a little complicated because we have to send my grandmother 3 hours back to her hometown to be buried in the backyard of a house where the rest of the family
is. Okay, that was my next question. So what happens when you sell the house?
Well, you get a graveyard in the back.
But so you don't move all the bodies.
Treating it like it's a dog or a cat or like a hamster. Roy, so, but what's that's wrong with the real graveyard at the little church up the street?
Because that's what they used to do is when you passed away back a long time ago, you used to get buried in the family graveyard out back.
Okay. All right, so okay. All right, buddy.
So, and like her husband's there. Some of her kids are there because some uncles passed away. So she wants to be buried. That was her thing. She wanted to be buried 3 hours from now. So when she passed away, her transportation wasn't going to be there in a blink of an eye. So there was some waiting. And while she was still in the house, passed away, a lot of the aunts and uncles and her kids came over. And one of the aunts was looking at the rocking chair and said, "When can I pick up the rocking chair? That always meant a lot to me." And my mom's like, "Your mother is still in the house. Like, she's not in the ground yet."
And people are trying to take things out of the home.
And she wants to take the... And then, like, another uncle was like, "How much money do you think she has put aside to split across the..." Meanwhile, and my mom's floored by this, by the way. She's like...
How many brothers and sisters does your mom have?
Oh, my grandmother was busy. There was 11. So there's a lot of them.
Okay.
And so
not a lot to do up there in the sticks, huh?
You make babies. That's what you do.
All right, mama.
Mama was busy. And so all this is happening, and it floors us because now it's starting this family argument type of thing, and it's like we almost need security to make sure that the family isn't just stealing all the crap in the house before my grandmother's even in the ground. She's not even in the ground yet. So yeah, I probably won't get anything and I don't expect to get anything, but it was so bizarre to see these family arguments heirlooms.
Will that carry over to the like funeral and...
Oh, there's...
I mean, what do you expect? Because you're going up there on Thursday. Roy will be out off the show to go.
Yeah.
Will you expect anything?
Some of the people that were kind of thinking that way about the heirlooms, they're not going to the funeral anyway. Because it's 3 hours away.
Okay.
What? So hold on. People that wanted things out of the house are not going to the funeral?
As far as I know.
If you're not going to the funeral, you should have nothing to do with whatever is in the house. Because if that person didn't mean enough to you for you to go and show your final respects.
I know. And I remember she said that she couldn't take off work. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure your work would let you off because your mom passed away.
Right.
Anybody get into Roy's spot where you had a family argument over heirlooms? Is that what they're called?
Heirlooms, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Jesse in Richford, South Carolina. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hey, good morning. So I have a very similar situation, but it's a little more, I guess, ridiculous. My dad has 3 siblings, and unfortunately, he's lost all 3 siblings. They were all boys. And my grandfather, at the funeral of my first uncle that passed away, someone broke into his home while we were at the funeral and pretty much stole everything he had, medication, a little bit of everything.
Wow.
So, obviously, that hurt. And then we lost another uncle here in the past year. It was last October. We lost another uncle. And while my grandfather was at the funeral, someone broke into my grandfather's house.
Okay.
So
don't you just do a head count of the funeral and go, okay, who's not here? Investigate those people.
Thanks, Jesse.
It's like they're leeches. It's like you should be sad, but these people see it as opportunity and their family.
That's a really good point, is you don't expect it to be your family.
Right.
Everybody lives a certain way, and then it's almost like the one neighbor in the neighborhood who has a bomb shelter, and God forbid there's ever like a war, and all of a sudden your neighbors who are all nice and stuff start breaking down. down the doors
right.
and start throw you out of the bomb shelter. Next thing you know what I mean? It's like, where's this behavior come from?
When I heard, when my aunt said that, how much money is everyone getting? I'm like, did you ever know grandma to be rich? I mean, like,
right.
did you ever know there'd ever be money to begin?
$10.
We're looking pants pockets, looking for quarters. What are we doing? Oh, man. Well, anyway, Roy, I'm glad we can have a little laugh with you in the morning. Deepest condolences to you, and make sure you tell that to your mom.